WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Texas Transportation Commission has taken the next step towards building the Aggie Expressway. Bob Colwell at the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says the commission has voted to start the process for selecting a contractor to design and build the toll road between Pinehurst and Navasota.
TxDOT's plan is to issue a request of proposals later this year and anticipates a proposal due date in spring of 2016.
A public hearing will be held this summer to review the environmental study and preferred alignment of the $410 million highway. TxDOT has also announced two public hearings in Madison County to take comments about the proposed widening of Highway 21 from the Navasota River to Madisonville.
This project is about 20 miles long. It will be done in different sections. It won't all be done at the same time.
Colwell says a funding source has not been identified. The public hearings are May 19th in North Zulch and the 21st in Madisonville. This month's Texas A&M Faculty Senate meeting included an update on what's been done since the discovery of Social Security numbers that were made public. Provost Karen Watson says there's been a reorganization of the division where a new employee improperly released that information.
Those supervisors will not be in a position to take so lightly people's information going forward.
Almost 4,700 faculty and graduate assistants who taught or were instructors of record last fall were offered 2 years of commercial identity theft protection at no charge. Dr. Watson says they're investigating making that service available to all A&M employees. A Bryan man is accused of stealing checks from two accounts belonging to his grandmother and handing them out to seven friends. According to the arrest report, 18-year-old John Pemberton told Bryan police he didn't take the checkbooks, and he doesn't know any of the people who cashed 17 checks between January and August of last year, totaling almost $1,900. Pemberton remains in jail along with one of seven recipients of the checks. Bryan police has issued arrest warrants for four other local residents. Two men who recently admitted to an armed robbery at a College Station hotel 2.5 years ago have received their punishment. 21-year-old Denzel Neal of Nacogdoches, who was already in prison for an unrelated case, and 22-year-old Christopher Elmore of Navasota were both sentenced to 18 years. The holdup was the week after Thanksgiving in 2012 at the Holiday Inn Express. A Bryan man arrested for violent crimes but not found guilty by one Brazos County jury and a hung jury in a second trial is back in jail. 43-year-old Willie Griffin Jr. was recently arrested for authorities in Florida, where he is accused of sexually assaulting a victim under the age of 12. And a day after Senator Ted Cruz said Hispanics don't panhandle because it would be shameful for them, the Republican presidential contender is refusing to offer an opinion about African Americans who beg for money on the street. Asked yesterday what he thought of them, Cruz turned away without speaking, striding into a senator's-only elevator in the Capitol and waiting for the doors to close. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 60 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.com. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to keep you healthy. A doctor who's connected to a network of expert care. A doctor who's your link to a world of specialists and advanced treatment. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, responsive, convenient, and connected. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 710. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Plenty of sunshine for today. High temperature this afternoon around 80 to 85 degrees. And it's going to be clear, a pleasant night tonight. Low temperature down between 60 and 65. Again, it looks like fine weather here right on through the weekend. Sunshine, maybe a few passing clouds on Saturday. High temperature once again about 80 to 85. Lower 60s at night with clear skies. And sunshine for Sunday, low to mid 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. When we take a look at sports, we'll find out about the Aggies getting number 3 in the first round in as many years. It was Cedric Obwehi. We'll have more on that. Two Heisman Trophy winners go as the first two picks, plus more on the NBA playoffs, who the Cowboys got in the draft, and a local softball playoffs, all coming up in sports.
So, I guess presidential candidate Ted Cruz, understanding that shooting his mouth off is going to get him in trouble, huh? Decided to volunteer that Hispanics who panhandle don't set up a very good image. You had to know that somebody was going to ask him, what about blacks? You had to know that. But that's why they have senator-only elevators, right?
Yeah.
So the media can't follow you into the elevator to try to get that answer. Yeah, be hard for him to come up with that, especially, again, in this day and time where everybody is just trembling on the brink of being offended. Ooh,
oh,
say something
absolutely
to offend me. Please say something to offend me.
Did you see the exchange with the Reverend Sharpton and the mayor from Baltimore with the Fox reporter?
Well, what I heard about was Sharpton trying to tell a Fox reporter, get out of my face. When, isn't he a contributor on Fox Network, on some network? I mean,
MSNBC, I think.
Doesn't he understand?
He has his own show.
Yeah, doesn't he understand what news gathering is about?
He said he couldn't ask the mayor questions.
Yeah.
The reporter was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then the reporter just got checked.
Well, yeah, they have people there for that. That's it. They have people of some size who are able to kind of elbow you out of the way.
Well, it was actually the Baltimore Police Department.
There you go, then. Sometimes they wear uniforms. That mayor does seem to be woefully unprepared for the crisis. I mean, there hasn't been a thing that she said that's been good.
No, and pretty much when you need Sharpton to come in and get your back, you're in trouble.
Well, and I don't know, has the story grown legs that there was we had it yesterday, but that there was a guy in the van?
Oh, he actually went to the local news source and said he's afraid for his life because the police took his story out of context or conflated it to be more than he said it was. All he said was he heard noises on the other side of that wall, the divider, that sounded like him, that he was hurt. He was himself getting hurt.
Not necessarily
that he was trying to hurt himself.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, we'll see how all that weighs out. Now, again, because we look for things that will cause us to go into crisis mode, this is a story from... Oh, let me see when this was. This is a story from a week ago, okay, from Fodder for Young Minds, Dogo News. That's kind of scary.
Okay.
For the casual visitor, Teller Lake in Boulder, Colorado, looks like a delightful fishbowl filled with thousands of gorgeous orange, black, and white goldfish floating around. However,
dun, dun, dun.
That's right. To the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department, they are a group of invasive species that could end up disrupting the lake's entire
ecosystem.
Oh. It's carp.
No.
Yeah, they're carp.
If not removed, oh, my God, what will we do? Can we get some sort of special government funding? Can we do whatever we need to get this taken care of?
No, you get some dough bait and let people go catch the dang things.
Well, that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
You know how you cook carp?
No.
Put it on a pine board, butter and lemon, cook it in the oven for 350 degrees,
yeah.
Throw the fish away and eat the pine board.
Well, so there were 4,000 invasive goldfish that were found in this lake. Oh, no, what are we going to do? Well, guess what? The pelicans found the fish.
Awesome.
Wait.
Problem solved.
Pelicans and boulders?
Well, I'm just saying that's it says hungry dive bombing pelicans solve the problem.
I was gonna say get 5,000 goldfish bowls and tell people to take care of
them
for
right,
a month.
Jake, yeah.
They won't survive.
No, they won't. Yeah. Put them in a little plastic bag, take them home. No. Nature, it would appear, took care of the situation. Again, this was going to, quote, disrupt the lake's entire ecosystem. That was a week ago. Here it is, May the 1st. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mother Nature.
And it's really easy because carp are typically brown. The Japanese used to keep carp next to the house so that they had a ready supply of fish.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, this one's got a little orange spot. Let's breed for that. And they bred them into the beautiful koi that they sell for thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So actually, because it's a sort of a trained color response, if you let them go into the wild, after a few generations, they go back to brown. So
oh, that's
it's no
interesting.
Big deal.
That's interesting.
Really?
Well, yes.
We used to, again, you know, Tom Turbyville's story. Tom used to have koi.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he fed him koi chow, and he didn't say.
Well, I mean,
Purina koi chow.
Floating
right?
pellets. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, so they need to stop carping about it and let nature take its course.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
That was nice. Enjoyed that.
Probably knew that was coming. Uh-huh. That's why I had the drum ready. yeah, so there. If we'll just kind of relax a little bit, gosh, I don't know. Nature may be a system. What do you think? You think there might be some sort of a rhyme or reason to it? I know.
I mean, I can see some cases, like the snakeheads, those are causing real problems because they're eating everything.
Yeah. Well, again, well, Nutria happened in Texas. You know, we brought them in to get rid of that that junk that was growing in the ponds, and, you know, now we're figuring out recipes. You know, that's the way I look at it. All right. Barbie has worked at almost every career on Earth, but gave up her sweet gig as a whale trainer.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes, Mattel Toys announced yesterday they have stopped making the SeaWorld Wildlife Rescuer doll after a backlash against the amusement park.
Come on.
Yeah, SeaWorld says it's disappointed in the decision, which appears to be based on complaints from PETA.
So, and Jane Goodall.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. So, and I don't know what SeaWorld Wildlife Rescuer doll looked like, but anyway.
Math is hard.
Yeah. School district in Tennessee under fire for reportedly serving 6-year-old meat to students.
Oh, well, 6 years old?
Yeah, I can see where that might cause a little bit of a problem.
Oh.
Hawkins County Commissioner Michael Harrell says he's floored when a lunch worker sent him a snapshot of a pork roast the district was feeding the kids. One cafeteria worker allegedly even made gravy to cover up the bad taste.
Wow!
The meat had been frozen for 6 years before being thawed and served. The pork roast was served at several schools in the Hawkins County School District on April the 22nd. No reports of any kids getting sick. Well, that's because I've been eating junk food for so many years, right?
Yeah.
But don't bring Oreos.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Can't. Better not, because after all, you know.
Teacher will send a note home.
Because they're not nutritious enough. A couple in Calgary, Canada, rented out their house for the weekend. Mark and Star King, their names. There's this deal called Airbnb where you can, you know, you can rent a house any place really in the world. They rented the home using Airbnb to a man in his 40s. As soon as they left town, the man allegedly invited hundreds of people over. Mm-hmm. Neighbors say the partygoers arrived in a big bus. By Monday morning, the house was filled with piles of trash and cigarettes and food and junk like that. $50,000 and $75,000 in damage from the partygoers. So that's like teens on steroids.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's not good. Oh, Kim Jong-un has changed his itinerary. He will not be going to Moscow.
Oh.
We had heard, you know, that he was going to do that, and that was going to be his really his first trip out of the country since he had been named head dude. So.
Couldn't find his ankle braces to pack?
I'm not sure what that could be. A video showing two women involved in a parking lot brawl has been shared widely. The incident reportedly happened in the parking lot of a New York mall. An initial report said that the parking lot brawl took place over an empty parking spot. According to the report, the two women got into an argument when one of them attempted to park her car in a space and found a man standing over it to save it. See, I'm not going to get out and hit somebody, but I don't know about this idea of saving a parking place, you know?
No.
By standing in it?
No.
I mean, you're either there or you're not.
Yes.
I mean, that's basically, if you want to say, here's how you save a parking space. I mean, I'll go ahead and tell you. What you do is you get a shopping cart, and you put it in
Scott,
the spot.
Scott, don't be telling people how to do this.
Well, what?
Stop it.
And then when the person shows up, who's supposed, then you walk over and you move the parking. But don't stand in that. Am I wrong?
You're a bad person.
Well,
you're
how am I a bad person? People
I'll tell you
do
what,
that.
If you're going to stand there, just look around like you're looking for that lost contact or
oh,
something.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
yeah.
That's a good
I'm
one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for something. Could yeah. You, yeah, yeah, one yeah. more down. Yeah. Thank
if
you.
If you get down on your knees and look under the car, I yeah. can see that working. Yeah. Oh, I dropped yeah. my keys.
Oh, not sure. Man in New York City left his waitress a $3,000 tip.
Awesome.
I saw that. This is cool.
The only and he only gave his first name as Mike. He explained she's a lovely individual. She talked about how she had been served an eviction notice last month. Mike's tab was only $43.50, which makes the tip like 7,000%.
Whoa!
The Good Samaritan says he was trying to pay it forward as an honor to his teacher's foundation, which is called Respect Life. Respect Life. The movement started by his 8th grade science teacher named Rich Specht, after Specht's infant son died in a drowning accident. He said the thing to do is pay it forward. Do something in honor of my dead son. That's pretty cool, I think. So there, and it happened. And it sounds like that lady needed it. So, lefties. Neither of you guys are lefties, are
you? No southpaws here.
Okay, but, you know, there are some. Left-handed people aren't uncommon, but their plight is more than noticeable in this world, which is dominated by we, the right-handed people.
Get over it.
Yeah. Now science
We're going to keep oppressing you.
Well, science is attempting to explain why almost 10% of the world's population is left-handed. Okay, now I understand science needs to explain why we're fat, right, so we can all feel better about ourselves, right? But I don't know that left-handed people feel badly that they're left-handed. Do they need to have an excuse for being left-handed?
Most lefties I know are proud as punch to be left-handed.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, until they get the pencil dust all over their palm.
Something happens, right? You know, and that was the first time you noticed it, right?
Yeah.
When we had those little half desks, you know, and these left-handed people are having to turn. You know, I mean, they're scoliosis to write
a report.
Well, yeah, they end up with Tommy John surgery because they got to write left-handed. So, you know, anyway. People's preference of the hand may lie in a rare genetic condition, situs inversus.
Oh,
that sounds like a made-up word to me.
So do you get a placard for your car for this? You know that's going to happen.
Yeah, really? I need to park here because
Come
I'm left-handed.
The hang tag has the hole on the other side.
Nearly 1 in 20,000 people with situs inversus have their major organs in the opposite direction.
What?
That's what it says here. Say, for example, the heart would be tilted to the right, or the gallbladder or liver could be on the left side instead of their general location in the right. Wait a minute.
How bad does that mess with a doctor?
Well, I don't know. I'm saying, has any surgeon talked about this?
Excuse me, sir. It appears you don't have a liver.
Oh,
nurse,
man.
You told me he was right-handed.
Yeah, exactly. Researchers discovered that the part of the genetic code that is abnormal. There, we had to say it, didn't we?
Abnormal?
Yeah. Abnormal in people with situs inversus is the same part that influences handedness. More notably, as a result of this band of nerve fibers in the brain that divides the left and the right hemispheres in the cerebellum. Though the world is a lot less friendly to left-handed people, these are snarky comments a minute ago, with many forced to use their right hand during their childhood, it is they who have a slight advantage over the right-handed people.
What?
Yeah, left-handed people have advantages, obviously, in some sports.
Well, sure, they'll be ambidextrous and get more money playing baseball.
Yeah, hey, just get the kid to throw left, okay?
Yeah.
Left-handed pitchers get a job. Everybody else gets to go to the minors. All right, but there you go. Apparently, situs inversus. And so go up to a left-hander today and say that to him and see what happens.
Oh, I'm just waiting for this to be classified as some...
And you're right, they will. We'll get a parking permit for this.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Good morning, 7:26, a Brazos Valley weather forecast, and it's a pretty good one. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 81 or 82 every day through Tuesday. No mention of rain in the forecast at all. Lows about 60 each night, so pretty doggone all right. Right now the winds are calm. 84% relative humidity. You have fair skies and it's 58 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The quest for freedom sometimes is heartbreaking. Today, a sad tale of woe for one of the most beloved animals in our country, the buffalo. Skodak, New York, is about 12 miles south of Albany, the state capital. Last Thursday night, 15 bison decided to escape the life of bondage they had been forced to endure. They flew the coop. They broke out of the farm that kept them. Under the cover of darkness, they made it to the Hudson River and they swam away. That's right, buffalo can swim. Last Friday morning, when the freedom-loving buffalo were spotted, they became an instant media sensation. Local TV programming, including soap operas, were interrupted with bulletins about the great bison escape. Twitter blew up. Sadly, the quest for freedom was not destined to end well. When the bison crossed the New York State Thruway and got too close to a squirrel, the needs of the many outweighed freedom for a few. Law enforcement stepped in. The problem is that buffalo are big. Tranquilizer guns are useless. So Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple called in a posse of local marksmen to take out the freedom-fighting buffalo. From the news reports, maybe that wasn't the best choice. Critics accused the trigger-happy marksmen of turning their assignment into carnage, resembling the worst of the Wild West. Freedom-loving buffalo now roam the happy hunting grounds of eternity. If only they had said the words, "Hoofs up, don't shoot," they might still be here. Could still be free. But we'll never know.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Memorial Day is coming up, folks, and my good friends at Mahindra are stepping up again with a way to honor those who have served our country, the Mahindra Tractor Military Salute Giveaway. Mahindra is giving away an Emax 22 tractor with loader to someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Last year's winner, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Petzinger, is loving his Mahindra, and you could be next. To nominate someone, visit rushlimbaugh.com and look for the Mahindra Tractor Military Salute Giveaway. And God bless all who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 24th, 2015. Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit j5tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M officials continue to deal with the issue of identity theft. Provost Karen Watson told the Faculty Senate at this month's meeting there's been a reorganization of the division where a new employee releases Social Security numbers of 4,700 instructors of record from last fall.
The supervisors did not run their required programs, okay? And that was not a new person. And the third thing that was worse is that somebody, but nobody knows who, so I'm blaming everybody in that shop, took this particular report that I'm talking about out of a password-protected server onto a public server a few years back.
Dr. Watson says A&M is looking into expanding identity theft protection given to affected teachers to all employees.
The bigger problem is that lots of people are being affected by this crime, and it really may or may not be triggered, probably not from what law enforcement is telling us, triggered by our posting.
Watson says 32 computers accessed the information, 18 affiliated with the university, and the remainder at locations that have been identified. At all computers, Watson says there's no reason to believe there will be any issues. The Texas Senate has overwhelmingly approved capping future tuition increases at state universities. The 29-2 vote would limit increases to 1% over the cost of inflation until the fall of 2018. After that, schools would have to meet academic performance standards to be eligible for tuition increases of no more than 3%. Requirements would include on-time graduation rates, how many first-generation graduates they produce, how many lower division courses are taught by tenured faculty, and how much outside research they generate. The Senate has also approved imposing limits on homeowners filing insurance claims for roof damage following hailstorms. The proposal establishes deadlines for filing claims and strengthens penalties for inflating claims adjustments. The Texas Department of Transportation has started what may be a long road to widen the remainder of Highway 21 between Bryan and Madisonville. Bob Colwell at the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says no funding source has been identified, but that's not stopping them from holding two public hearings.
We're going to straighten some of those sharp curves in the roadway. We're going to be adding two lanes for a total of two lanes in each direction. We're going to add 10-foot outside and 4-foot inside shoulders. We're going to separate opposing traffic and with a divided grass median and provide additional crossover access.
The public hearings are May 19th in North Zulch and the 21st in Madisonville. Meantime, the fast track continues on the stretch of the Aggie Expressway between Navasota and Pinehurst.
We're going to have to wait for the environmental study to be complete, and we anticipate that to be complete within the next couple of months. And then we were going to work on our preferred alignments. And when we get all that, we're going to find us a contractor and start designing the project. And then when we have that done, we will put the project out for letting to build the project.
Colwell says a public hearing will be held this summer to review the environmental study and alignment and start considering offers to design and build the $410 million toll road next spring. Small trash adds up to a big, expensive litter problem in Texas. That's the message TxDOT is bringing as they revive the Don't Mess with Texas anti-litter campaign to another generation. Executive Director Joe Weber says his generation gets it, and now it's time to instill that pride in younger Texans.
It's going to be about their children and their grandchildren, too, and we want the state not only to have the best, safest, reliable transportation system, but we want it to look beautiful. Our state is beautiful, and that's important, too.
Weber says Texas spends over $35 million every year to clean up trash on state roads, with small items like napkins, wrappers, and cigarette butts making up most of it. It's been more than 5 years since a Bryan man punched a sixth-grade student in front of Sam Rayburn Middle School. Curtis Nuttall Jr., who will turn 23 next month, is headed to prison after failing to meet any conditions of his probation. The incident, which took place in February of 2010, wasn't resolved for more than 3 years. Then in February, Nuttall was arrested for violating his probation and was recently ordered to serve 4 years of an 8-year sentence. Prosecutors were told among the things Nuttall hasn't done yet is write a letter of apology to the victim, who was 11 at the time he was hurt. A Bryan man convicted by a jury in mid-March of one armed robbery has admitted to two more. The jury sentenced 28-year-old Brandon Wayne Moore to 40 years for the December 2013 holdup at Pepe's restaurant. At the same time, Moore will serve a 30-year sentence for the January 2014 robberies at Oaks Food Mart and the ready-to-go convenience stores in Bryan. As part of a plea agreement, Moore gave up his right to appeal the jury conviction. A Bryan man is accused of stealing checks from two accounts belonging to his grandmother and handing them out to seven friends. According to the arrest report, 18-year-old John Pemberton told Bryan police he didn't take the checkbooks and he doesn't know any of the people who cashed 17 checks between January and August of last year, totaling almost $1,900. Pemberton remains in jail along with one of the seven recipients of the checks, 19-year-old Charles Ogden of Milliken. Bryan police has issued arrest warrants for four other local residents, 18-year-old Bryant Lisenby, 19-year-olds Avery Keese and Jamie Fuentes Jr., and 27-year-old Nathan Burrell. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's 7:37. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Plenty of sunshine for today. High temperature this afternoon around 80 to 85 degrees. And it's going to be clear, a pleasant night tonight. Low temperature down between 60 and 65. Again, it looks like fine weather here right on through the weekend. Sunshine, maybe a few passing clouds on Saturday. High temperature once again about 80 to 85. Lower 60s at night with clear skies. And sunshine for Sunday, low to mid 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They had a good weekend. They were home this weekend against South Carolina, won 2 out of 3. So.
That's Coach Childress on the Tennessee Volunteers, where A&M is heading for a baseball series this weekend. A&M softball is staying at home. The NFL draft and more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes.
There you go. It's 7:37. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us this morning from Austin. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good morning.
Let's talk about lots of action yesterday in the Senate, but one of the things that happened is the Senate approved a bill that is going to require institutions to meet some certain performance targets when it comes to increasing tuition, and obviously this is something that you have been a strong proponent for, is putting a cap on this.
Well, yes. You know, access to affordable higher education is critical to the future economy of Texas, and certainly those families, those middle-class families, are getting priced out of the ability to have their children attend college. So the bill that was passed yesterday puts in place a couple of things. One is performance-based metrics that institutions of higher education have to meet before they can raise tuition. Secondly, my additions to that bill put limits on how much they can raise that tuition. For the next 2 academic years, if that bill were to become law, that amount that it can be raised would be inflation plus 1%. Thereafter, when the bill becomes fully effective, it would be inflation plus 3%. So it puts a governor, a cap on the magnitude that institutions of higher education can raise their tuition.
Well, you know, it was a different world back in 2003 when the dereg was put in place. What are the elements that you felt like have changed that got us to this point where you have to once again put those caps on?
Well, you know, I think the responsibility of the legislature was somewhat abdicated back in 2003, and I think the policy of deregulation has simply failed. It is critical that we maintain access and affordability to higher education. It's critical for those students and those families, but also critical for the future economy of Texas. And so, you know, institutions have looked at ways to provide for funding for various programs, enhancements at their institutions, both in education and research, and that's very worthwhile. But that does have to be balanced against the need for affordability and how that affects access for those, again, those students and those families that want to obtain the dream of sending their children to college.
Has this gotten a placement in the House, the matching bill in the House, and do you know what
it's going to be carried by Representative Zerwas, who's the chair of higher education, and I was talking to him yesterday about it, actually.
Okay. How did he feel about passage in the House?
Well, I think there is certainly the concern about affordability and access and outcomes and performance-based metrics, and I think he's going to give it a fair hearing, and we'll see.
The Texas Senate also voted yesterday to create a tax-free weekend for guns, hunting supplies, and ammo. I guess Louisiana has something like this, and this is to keep money on this side of the border?
That's right. It's a real important issue for East Texas in particular. A lot of sales are lost across the border in Louisiana. Texas, if this bill were to become law, would have that tax-free weekend before Louisiana's, so it would keep those sales in Texas. I think it's a reasonable measure and one that was of significant importance to Senator Creighton, who is one of the representatives for East Texas.
State Senator Charles Schwerter joining us this morning from Austin. School financing has been a problem for a long, long time in Texas. And basically, Judge Dietz has been the one and only person who has heard the financing, school financing problems since day one. Bill passed yesterday, Senate Bill 455, would give the Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court the opportunity to appoint a three-judge panel under the guidance of the Attorney General so that we would hear, maybe have a different set of eyes on school financing?
Well, that's true. Legal, right now in the state of Texas, legal cases against the state that have significant statewide importance are tried in the county district court of original jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's usually Travis County. And that really, I think, disadvantages opinions and concerns from around the entire state when deciding a case of such large statewide importance. So this bill, if it were to become law, would allow the Chief Justice to appoint a three-judge panel to hear these large cases that have statewide importance.
You voted for this?
I did, yes.
And then, of course, the other thing is redistricting. It could certainly impact that in some ways.
Yes, it would. That also obviously is a statewide importance type of issue.
Now, and again, to look at this, does this not politicize it somewhat? You've got an AG who's going to be overseeing this. You've got a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court who is elected.
I think it provides representation. Right now, it's, I think, highly politicized with one district judge from Travis County deciding it.
Sure. The Senate also yesterday required any local property tax increases that would raise more revenue to be approved by 60% of every city council and school board and county commissioners court in Texas. Right now it's 50%, so it would go to 60%. Paul Bettencourt, who I think used to be the appraiser in Houston in Harris County, carried this bill. How did you vote for that, and what are your thoughts?
I voted for it. I think people, homeowners, are greatly concerned about what they're seeing in their taxes and that they pay every year. And I think it should be harder to raise taxes and lower them, to be quite frank. And putting in place a supermajority rule, a 60% rule before commissioners, courts, and municipalities, city councils can raise taxes, I think is a reasonable step in being judicious with how much we expect in tax revenue from our citizens.
Certainly. And just as one member of the body, give me your thoughts on whether Governor Abbott should get the State Guard involved with Jade Helm.
I haven't really put much thought in that. I don't really see a that much of a reason to do it, to be quite frank, but that's just kind of off the top of my head.
Sure. Now, you are a member of the conference committee that's going to struggle with this budget. Can you give us, have you met yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We've been meeting, you bet.
Okay.
been occupying a lot of my time.
I understand. Now, can you give me an idea of when you sat down to start this? Because we got a lot of new players in there. Now, you are new to this, but we also got some leadership people who are new in this.
Mm-hmm.
So basically give us an idea. When you came in, you sat down, did you make a list of the most contentious things first, or did you try to find the common ground first as you begin this process?
There are issues that the chairs of the respective committees, on the House side, it's the Chairman Otto of the Appropriations Committee, and then on the Senate side, Chair Nelson of the Finance Committee. They have a list of very big issues that they want to discuss as chairs. But other than that, there are concerns on each side and differences, and we've been empowered to negotiate a finalized product regarding the budget. It's a significant undertaking, and you know, obviously my concerns are meeting the priorities and needs of the people of the state of Texas, but being very judicious and wise with our taxpayer dollars.
Well, of course, obviously, again, the property tax seems attractive to a lot of people, and that's the way the House wants to drive this. But by the same token, part of what you want to do is also help the businesses in Texas. How is that? Because that seems to be a little bit off to the side. Tell me how that's being heard in this committee. How it's being responded to.
Well, the big issues of tax relief are a sticking point in the budget between the House and the Senate. The Senate wants to see homeowner tax relief and small businesses and the franchise tax relief. I think those are two areas that do need to be addressed. And on the House side, they also want to see franchise tax relief, but they also have put in place and passed a bill regarding sales tax relief. And so there's a need to come to some agreement between the various tax proposals before the budget can be completely finalized.
So what's going to take place in any of your committee assignments or on the floor before we talk again next week that's important to you?
Well, my time is almost completely occupied now with the conference committee. We will be having a Health and Human Services Committee meeting next Wednesday. We're starting to hear a lot of the House bills that are coming over from the House. And we only have 4 weeks left in this session, and we need to make sure that we address, again, all the concerns and priorities of the state and get those addressed, in particular the budget. But some of the important health care-related bills that we've spoken about regarding the sunset legislation and the reorganization of the Health and Human Services Agency, these are still up in the air and still need to be finalized.
Okay, so and finally, just to go back to the conference committee, give us an idea of what the schedule ends up being, that it does take so much of your time. How does that play out?
Well, each budget is designed separately, the House version and the Senate version. And so each item in the budget has oftentimes small differences and sometimes very large differences. And we, as a Senate member, and then I have a House counterpart, we have a team of individuals that work with us, and then the Legislative Budget Board, which are kind of the experts in the budgeting process. So there's 20, 25 people in the room as we negotiate the finalized version of the budget.
Sure. Well, again, it's interesting. It's great to have our state senator again inside the room as we're trying to struggle with the budget. Thanks for the time this morning, Senator. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
You have a great day.
Thanks. There you go. This is Senator Charles Wertner. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them as distinctive as you are. Visit CashinDental.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Parenting is all about helping our children develop the character they're going to need for life. And to do that, don't just tell them what to do, teach them through your actions. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When my boys were younger, I took them to hobby days at Home Depot, where they learned how to build stuff out of wood kits. It was fun for all of us, but the workshops also introduced them to some important life principles. Think about the patience required of a 5-year-old to drive a nail into a piece of wood, or how building a birdhouse can teach a child to follow through with difficult assignments. Trent and Troy didn't just build things out of wood. They built their character. And I'm a firm believer in teaching through action. The most important life lessons I learned as a boy often came while I was on the playground or the practice field with my buddies. Sometimes when we're not trying to learn, the true lessons sink in more easily. And remember this, while profound lessons are learned in those instances, the moments themselves don't have to be remarkable. You don't have to jump out of an airplane to communicate your point. Just toss a baseball or share a soda on the curb. Even a simple drive through the country can get an important conversation rolling along. Let the message and the moment work together to sink lessons deep into their heart and their mind. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Our community values tradition like few others, and for almost 40 years, University Pediatric Association has maintained a tradition of excellence in specialized pediatric care for the families of the Brazos Valley. Your parents trusted UPA to care for their children, and you can trust UPA to care for yours, because we work only for our families, not a hospital or a health care system. For more information, click on upadocs.com. Or follow us on Facebook, UPA, here for generations and generations to come.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:52. The NFL draft started last night and will run through Saturday in Chicago, and A&M has placed their third offensive lineman in the first round of the draft in three consecutive years.
With the 21st pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Cedric Abui, tackle, Texas A&M.
Aggie offensive lineman Cedric Abui, he was drafted 21st overall in the first round of the 2015 NFL draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. Obwehi from Allen, Texas, joins former offensive line teammates Luke Jokel and Jake Matthews as first rounders. The trio were all members of the Aggie 2010 signing class. Texas A&M joins Wisconsin, and USC is the only collegiate programs ever to have an offensive lineman selected in the first round in three consecutive seasons. The last two Heisman Trophy winners were the first two players taken in the NFL draft. Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston was chosen first overall by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one slot before Tennessee Titans snared Oregon signal caller Marcus Mariota. The Dallas Cowboys have taken quarterback Byron Jones from Connecticut with the 27th pick in the first round of the draft, and Jerry Jones said that pick filled a pretty big hole for the Cowboys.
This was the closest thing to a position that we thought we could get in trouble with, was our corner.
It's the second time in four drafts that Dallas has taken a cornerback in the first round. The Houston Texans have taken Wake Forest cornerback Kevin Johnson with the 16th overall pick. Johnson was, of course, happy.
I was overwhelmed with joy, and you know, I was really excited. You know, it's a dream come true.
A little closer to home, the number 3 A&M baseball team travels to Knoxville for a 3-game series against the Tennessee Volunteers after dropping their last 2 weekend series. The Aggies enter the fray in second in the SEC Western Division, 1 game behind the LSU Tigers. Aggie skip Rob Childress says the Tennessee Volunteers are coming in on a bit of a hot streak.
They had a good weekend. They were home this weekend against South Carolina, won 2 out of 3. So they're feeling really good about themselves, and they know they've got to make a move with these last 9 games in conference. And, you know, we certainly have to go in with the same intent and the same intensity that we had this past weekend.
The Aggies will send junior righty Grayson Long to the mound, who's a perfect 8-0 on the season against junior lefty Andy Cox. First pitch tonight at 5, tomorrow at 6, then on Sunday they'll play at 1, all on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. With 2 wins, A&M would guarantee their first winning record in SEC play. A series sweep would give Coach Rob Childress win number 400. The number 25 A&M softball team returns home to close out their regular season play with a weekend series against Ole Miss. That starts today at 6:35. That game will be carried on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. In high school softball action, the Bryan girls beat up on Hutto in game 1 of the first of 3, 8-2. Game 2 is set for 5:30 tonight in Hutto, with game 3 to follow if necessary. Consol softball rallied from 3 down in the 6th inning to beat Waco University 3-1 in game 1. Game 2 will be tonight at 5:30 as well in Waco. And congratulations to the gang in Normandy. The boys golf team won the state championship for 2A. A jump now to the NBA, where Blake Griffin had 26 points as the Los Angeles Clippers held on for a 102-96 win over the San Antonio Spurs. Spurs coach Greg Popovich called the performance soft.
We were soft with loose balls. We were soft. We'd get a rebound, they'd knock it out of our hands. Hard time getting open. I thought their physicality in that regard was great. We were just soft, and it hurt. I don't know how we stayed in the game, to be honest with you.
The Clippers forced Game 7 in Los Angeles. The Chicago Bulls advanced to the NBA Conference semifinals after pummeling Milwaukee 120-66. In Major League Baseball, the Stros kept finding ways to win. Jose Altuve had an RBI single in the 10th inning to lift Houston to a 3-2 win over the Seattle Mariners. And finally, we'll close it out in the NHL, where the Washington Capitals and Anaheim Ducks won their openers in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Joe Ward scored from the slot with 1.3 seconds left to give the Caps a 2-1 win over the New York Rangers. The Ducks crushed Calgary 6-1. And that's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Corporate One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet, or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
At the Honda Dream Garage sales event, we've got great deals on almost everything Honda makes, like the technologically advanced Honda Civic, the best-selling compact car in America, a fact that makes us engineers here at Honda Research and Development feel like proud parents. Did I mention it's also a 2015 IIHS top safety pick? I'm sorry, I'm gushing, but the Civic has a rear-view camera and hands-free calling standard. Oh, wait, have I shown you the pictures? Go to automobiles.honda.com/civic. There's a darling sedan in crimson pearl and another of its cute econ button. Just so darn proud.
During the Dream Garage sales event, get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified.